I joined the army in 1942 and went to Africa in May 1943 with reinforcements for the Langish Fusiliers. I arrived too late for the African campaign, and the first real action I saw was in Sicily with the 8th Army. Soon after that, we really got down to business after landing at Taranto on the Adriatic coast of Italy. I was in Italy for the next 11 months, during which time I took part in the fighting at Termoli, the Sangro Crossing, and the famous Battle of Monastery Hill. After a short rest period, our division was brought in for the big push against the Gustav Line. During the first attack, our company's objective was two small farmhouses, which were being used by the Germans as strong machine gun posts. The tanks were ordered to go in first, and we were to follow on behind, on foot under heavy fire from mortars, machine guns, and 88mm shells. But owing to a strong anti-tank obstruction, our tanks had great difficulty in covering the ground. This, however, didn't stop them from engaging the enemy's heavy tanks. So with our tank support unable to advance, we had to push forward on foot in the face of heavy German fire, which had already knocked out several of our tanks. My company was one of the leading companies, and after a bit of ado, we took our objective, silencing the machine guns and taking many prisoners. After making certain that no Germans were left, we started it again. But before we'd finished this, the Germans launched a counterattack with tanks and infantry to try and recapture the position. The two farmhouses were about 100 yards apart, and as the German tanks came in from two directions, they gave us everything we had. We had one platoon in each house, and the other platoon was soon in a bad way. They had been shattered very badly and were falling back. So then our position drew all the enemy fire. We took what cover we could, and by the time the leading German tank was about 50 yards away, I thought it was about time that something was done about it. And as I had the only Fiat mortar in the platoon, I knew it was up to me to do it. So getting to my feet, I went forward with my Fiat, and when the tank was about 20 yards away, I fired one shot, which hit it just below the turret. The recoil of the Fiat left me flat on my back, but when I got up again, I saw the tank was done for. It was burning fiercely, and I could hear the crackling of bullets exploding inside. I went back to my number two and reloaded my Fiat mortar, and then I saw the remaining German tanks had all turned tail and retired, after seeing their leading in flames. Soon after this, our tanks succeeded in overcoming the obstacles, and we reformed and continued our push forward.